ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरेत् नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone for today's Bhagavatam class. We are reading from 10th canto, chapter 5, text number 15 and 16. So the 16th verse is there on the board. 15th verse, I'll just read it. Nando Mahamanastebhyo Vasvalankara Godhanam सूत मागध बंदिभ्यो येन्ये विद्योपजीवनः। ओके, नाउ दिस वन। तैस्ते कामेर अदीनात्मा यथोचितम् अपूजयत् विष्णोर आराधनार्थाय स्वपुत्रस्योदयाय च नन्दः। महाराज नंद, महामनाः, हु अमंग द काउहर्ड मेन वाज द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ ऑल अपराइट पर्सन्स, तेभ्यः ऑन टू द काउहर्ड मेन वासः क्लॉथिंग अलंकार ornaments, godhanam and cows, suta magada vandibhyah, onto the sutas, the professional reciters of the old histories, the magadhas, the professional reciters of the histories of royal dynasties, and the vandis, great singers of prayers, general singers of prayers, jiyanye, as well as others, vidya upajivanaha, who were continuing their livelihood on the basis of educational qualifications, tai tai, with whatever, kamahe, improvements of desire, Adina Atma. Maharaj Nanda was so magnanimous, yatha uchitam, as was suitable, apujayat, worshipped them or satisfied them, Vishnu aradhana arthaya, for the purpose of satisfying Lord Vishnu, swaputrasya, of his own child, Udayaya, for the improvement in all respects, cha and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great minded Maharaj Nanda gave clothing, ornaments and cows in charity to the cowherd men in order to please Lord Vishnu. And thus he improved the condition of his own son in all respects. He distributed charity to the sutas, the magadhas, the Vandis and men of all other professions, according to their educational qualifications, and satisfied everyone's desires. Purport. Although it has become fashionable to speak of Daridra Narayan, the words Vishnur Aradhanarthaya do not mean that all the people satisfied by Nanda Maharaj in the great ceremony were Vishnus. They were not Daridra, nor were they Narayan. Rather, they were devotees of Narayan, and by their educational qualifications, they would satisfy Narayana. Therefore, satisfying them was an indirect way of satisfying Lord Vishnu. Mad Bhakta Puja Abhidhika. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.21. Lord says, worshipping my devotees is better than worshipping me directly. The Varnashram system is entirely meant for Vishnu Aradhana, worship of Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama Charvata Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Aradhyate. Vishnu Puran 3.8.9. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. The uncivilized man or materialistic person, however, does not know this aim of life. Nate viduhu swarthagatim hi Vishnu. One's real self's interest lies in satisfying Lord Vishnu. Not satisfying Lord Vishnu, but instead attempting to become happy through material adjustments, bahirartha manina, is a wrong way of happiness. Because Vishnu is the root of everything. If Vishnu is pleased, everyone is pleased. In particular, one's children and family members become happy in all respects. Nanda Maharaj wanted to see his newborn child happy. That was his purpose. Therefore, he wanted to satisfy Lord Vishnu. And to satisfy Lord Vishnu, it was necessary to satisfy his devotees, such as the learned Brahmanas, Magadhas and Sutas. Thus, in a roundabout way, ultimately, it was Lord Vishnu who was to be satisfied. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurmlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadeshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare seeking the blessings of Maharaj and all the senior Vaishnavas. So, I'll try to discuss something about this wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. The meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev is the chapter's name. And now we are hearing Nandotsav. We all know that although Krishna appeared in Mathura, Vasudev could not perform, could not celebrate the appearance of Krishna. So, it's the greatest of all celebration, the appearance of Lord Krishna. But Vasudev could not celebrate. Although internally he did. If you see internally, he was very happy. He distributed many cows in charity. But externally, he could not observe Krishna's appearance, his birth ceremony. And Vasudev, he crossed Yamuna and went to Gokul and placed little Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And the next day, so Krishna was born, he appeared at midnight. And the next day, early morning, so Nanda Maharaj came to know that he had a son, and soon the news spread everywhere. And that very same day is a great, great celebration, a great festival. In there's a nice, you all must have heard, Nanda Ke Ananda Vayo Jai Kanhaiya Lal Ki. So it's a very popular thing in Braj, that how Nanda Maharaj observed this Nanda Utsav with such great pomp and show, you know, with he satisfied everyone according to their different levels. So here in today's verse we are seeing that how he gave clothing, ornaments, cows, and how many cows he gave. I think somewhere is written 2 million cows, I think. 200. Yes, 200,000. No. 200,000? Somewhere. 9 lakh he had the cows, but the number of cows he gave in charity. I think it's the 200,000 or 2 million, whatever, it's a huge number. So, you can imagine that how many cows he gave in charity and how much ornaments he has given, alankar, you know, various ornaments, jewelry, vasa, clothing, godhanam, because the real wealth is cows, godhanam. And he gave this wonderful gifts to everyone, to the singers who came to sing, and there were some, you know, historians, Magadhas, who used to recite the glory of every dynasty. Now too we don't even know our own dynasty, but earlier it was very much given importance, especially among kings or among great families. They used to know their family dynasty, that how great ancestors were there in their family. And there were some Magadhas who used to describe the glories of their ancestors. Your grandfather was so great, his great grandfather was. So they used to recall the glorious deeds of all the previous generations. So they used to come in every function and glorify the ancestors. Some used to come and chant different stories from Puranas. Some used to chant different verses, hymns from Vedas. And some used to perform nice sankirtan of the holy names. So like that, in festival, all these different kinds of people used to come and perform. And based on this, they used to get some remuneration. So this was their occupation. So such a nice system of society was there. And you can see here that all these people, they came because it's a great news that Nanda Maharaj has taken birth, Krishna has taken birth in the family of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj didn't have a son for a long time. He was the king of Vraja. So everyone was naturally so happy that, oh, our king has a son now. He'll be the next king. And what kind of son he had? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everyone was so jubilant. And Vrajvasis are naturally devotees. They all came and celebrated the greatest of all celebration, Nandotsav. Everyone dressed very gorgeously. We'll read in the further verses that even Rohini Devi, she also dressed herself very gorgeously. Although her husband Vasudev was not there. And according to Vedic culture, if the husband is not there, wife is not supposed to dress nicely. But on this special occasion, Mother Rohini also, she dressed herself very gorgeously, opulently. And they all threw mixture of curd, condensed milk, butter on each other. So what opulence they had, you know, these days we don't even have ghee or butter to eat. And they were just splashing on each other and throwing on each other. Yesterday we were hearing the class, Sarvam Prabhu was saying that so much butter and milk was thrown that the Yamuna river from Gokul till Prayag, it became filled with milk. So we can imagine that so much they splashed milk, butter and ghee on each other. This is the opulence that Braj had. And especially when Krishna appeared. So when Krishna appears, naturally goddess of fortune has to appear. Jayati te dhikam janmana braja shrayate indira sashvatatrahi daita drishyatam dikshutavakas tvaidhrita savas tvan vishinvati. The first verse of Gopi Gita, it is said that jayati te dhikam, this, the glory of the land of Raj has become even more glorious. Shrayate Indira Sash. Indira is Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. So goddess of fortune is constantly there. Wherever Krishna is there, Lakshmi Devi has to be there. So Prabhupada used to say many times that people, they want to worship Lakshmi. They want Lakshmi, but they don't know if they worship Narayan, then Lakshmi will automatically follow. So if you worship Krishna, then there will be never any shortage of anything required for his service. And Srila Prabhupada practically showed the, many times you should say that, look at me, I just came with 40 rupees to America and now I have so many temples. Srila Prabhupada used to actually tell about this very proudly, that look, now we are spending millions of dollars. You tell me one businessman who started his business with 40 rupees and became so rich. We find no one in the history of mankind. But Srila Prabhupada, he practically showed that if someone is sincerely trying to serve Krishna, then Krishna, then Mother Lakshmi would automatically follow that person. So he'll get all the facilities needed to serve Krishna. So we'll speak about the opulence of Braj a little bit, but before that, in the purport, there's another very important verse in this word, in this verse, Vishnur Aradhanarthaya. So very important. What was the purpose of Jai Shishi Gornitai Krishna Balram Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai? So why did Nanda Maharaj observe this ceremony? What is the purpose? See, purpose is very important. These days, problem is that we have so many festivals, people sometimes they do the rituals, but they don't understand the purpose behind them. So Nanda Maharaj was very clear. Why he was doing the celebration? There is one particular verse. The third line, what it says? Vishnur Aradhanarthaya. So this is very important. So the purpose behind all the festivals and activities in Vedic culture is this central point. Vishnur Aradhanarthaya. To worship Lord Vishnu. To please Lord Vishnu. So Nanda Maharaj was doing all that to please Lord Vishnu. Of course his own son was Vishnu. I mean the source of Vishnu. But still, externally he was doing all that. Any festival in a Vedic culture is meant to please Vishnu. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that how to please Lord Vishnu? When we please his devotees, Vaishnavas, right? Srila Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavatam, Mad Bhakta Pujya Vidhi Adhika. Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, greater than my worship is worship of my devotees. We know that Lord Shiva also tells the same thing to Parvati. Aradhananam api sarvesham Vishnu aradhana param tasmat parataram devi tadiya nam samarshan. The tadiya. Tadiya means things connected to Lord Vishnu. So even greater than worshipping Vishnu is worshipping things connected to Lord Vishnu. So what are things connected to Lord Vishnu? Tadiya. Number one is Vaishnavas. Lord is very pleased when we serve Vaishnavas. Then what else? Dham, the holy Dham. Ganga, Yamuna, they are all connected to Lord Krishna. They are called Tadiya. Tulsi. When we serve Tulsi Devi, we serve the Dham, we serve Vaishnavas. So these are all things connected to Krishna, Tadiya. So Krishna is more happy when we serve the Tadiya than worshipping Him directly. That is the nature of Krishna. So therefore Nanda Maharaj, he pleased all the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas who all came. He satisfied all of them with nice gifts, with nice prasadam. So this was the way to please Lord Vishnu. And Prabhupada says that some nonsense people, they say Daridra Narayan. He says that is a nonsense term, because Narayan can never become Daridra. Or some people say Nar Seva, Narayan Seva. So these are all bogus statements. No. Narayan is never Daridra. He is a source of all opulences. How can be Daridra? How can be poor? So Prabhupada explains this point. And then he says the ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama Charvata Purushena Parapuman. This is a verse from Vishnu Puran, which says that how the ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu. And how do we do that? We do that by following the Varnashram Dharma properly. So the whole society is divided into four ashramas and four varnas. What is the purpose once again? The purpose is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. So why this varnashram system degraded in India? Why it became all this casteism and exploitation? Because people forgot the main purpose of varnashram. The purpose of varnashram is Vishnur Aradhana. Vishnur Aradhita, same thing that we are seeing here. Vishnur Aradhanana. To please Lord Vishnu. So once that purpose is lost, then the whole varnashram system has to fail, because the center point for entire Varnashram is pleasing Lord Vishnu. So whether one is a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, whether one is a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya or sudra, everyone's purpose is the same. What is that? To please Lord Vishnu. And therefore it went on very smoothly for thousands, for millions of years. But now, unfortunately, people forgot the purpose behind Varnashram, and that is why there is so much chaos. So same thing when Mahaprabhu had conversation with Ramananda Rai. So when Mahaprabhu asked him, what is the purpose of human life? So Ramananda Rai first quoted this verse only, that Varnashram Dharma is the purpose of human life, to please Lord Vishnu. But then Mahaprabhu said, it is external, go little further. And then Ramananda Rai quotes next stage, which is you offer your results to Krishna. Yat karoshi yad asnasi yad juhusi dadasi yad yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushvama darpanam. Because Mahaprabhu knew that in Kali Yuga Varnashram will not work so nicely. So whatever you are doing, wherever you are, just offer the result to Krishna. That is better than, that is higher position. Then Mahaprabhu said, no, go further. And then Ramananda told, okay, give up everything. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshasami masucha. Ramananda was, Mahaprabhu heard that, but still he was not satisfied. What he said? Please, no, this is not all right. You tell something higher. Then Ramananda told, jnana mishra bhakti brahma bhuta prasannatma na soshati na kangshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. That one should come to the stage of brahma bhuta platform, where he is freed from all hankerings, all lamentation, when he sees everyone with equal vision, and then he performs bhakti. But still Mahaprabhu was not satisfied. He said, please speak further. And then Ramananda quoted a verse from Lord Brahma's prayers. Jnane prayas mudapasya namanteva jivanti yan san mukharitam bhavadiya varta sthane sthitam shrutikatam tanuman manobhir. He says that we should remain in our own constitutional position. Sthane sthita. Remain in wherever, whatever position you are, and just hear about Krishna. One who can do that, what he will do? Although Krishna cannot be conquered, but such a person can conquer Krishna. A person who remains in whatever position he is and simply tries to hear about Krishna from pure devotees. And then Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is right. Because this is the practical way of pleasing Lord Krishna. And this is the best way to please Krishna, is by hearing about him, by chanting his names and by hearing about Krishna. Because this is not, yes, Srila Prabhupada said we must try to establish Varnashram. There are some efforts going on. But whatever we may do, this age is very faulty. Everything is so much disturbed. So the best thing is that wherever we are, we just hear about Krishna and chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Prabhupada very clearly he tells, you know, every purport Prabhupada brings us to the ultimate point. And what is the goal? He said, goal is to please Lord Vishnu, to please Krishna. Because he's the root of everything. And how to do it? First, by serving his tadiyas. By serving things connected to Krishna. Serving devotees, serving holy dham, serving cows, serving tulsi. Because Krishna is very happy when we serve things connected to him. And by directly hearing about him and chanting his holy names. That is Vishnu Aradhanarthaya. By pleasing Lord, this is the way to please Lord Vishnu. And of course, whatever Krishna has given us, whatever wealth, whatever education we have, whatever abilities we have, we should engage in Krishna's service. And by doing that, Srila Prabhupada says, once we please Lord Krishna, then we'll be happy and our entire family will be happy. So Nanda Maharaj wanted blessings for his child. And that is why he did this ceremony, so that Lord Vishnu will be pleased and his son can get the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. But so this is the purpose, you know. That's why in our Shastras, when birthday celebration means we actually give gifts. Now it's reverse. Birthday means you have to People take gift and give to that birthday boy. That is not proper. So birthday means the father, or he gives charity on behalf of his son. He feeds the brahmanas, he feeds the devotees. Why? Because he wants to invoke auspiciousness for the child. Because when devotees are pleased, they will bless the child. And Lord Vishnu will be pleased and the child will get blessing. So that is what Nanda Maharaj is doing here. He is observing this grand Nandotsav. Because of his love for his child, he doesn't know that this child is the original Lord Vishnu himself. But he is observing all these festivals. He is trying to please Lord Vishnu. He is giving all gifts to all the brahmanas and the singers to get blessings for his dear child Krishna. This is the mood of Vrindavan. Vatsalya Bhav, Srila Prabhupada says that everyone goes to God for asking something. Oh Krishna, give me this. But what is Vrindavan mood? They want to give to Krishna. Like Mother Yashoda, she wants to feed Krishna. She feels that even one day my child will not eat, he will become weak. Even when Krishna was lifting Govardhan. Imagine Krishna is lifting such a huge hill Govardhan. Still Mother Yashoda, what she thinks? Oh Krishna must be hungry. If I don't feed Krishna, Krishna will become weak. His hand must be paining. So Mother Yashoda feeds butter to Krishna. So this is the mood of Vrindavan. That the whole world is asking Krishna, but the Vrajavasis, they want to give to Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is performing this festival to get blessings, to give blessings to Krishna. So although Krishna gives blessings to everyone, but here, just see the love of Vrajavasis, the Vatsalya Bhav. So Nanda Maharaj is doing this ceremony so that his child will get blessings from everyone. And what opulence we are seeing in Vrindavan. So much butter, so much ghee, so many, you know, ornament, jewelry, lakhs of cows. So Vrindavan, this is the real opulence of Vrindavan. So let us discuss a little bit about what is the opulence of Vrindavan. There is a nice section in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Rath Yatra takes place, you know, in Jagannath Puri. After Rath Yatra, after 5 days, there is a ceremony called Hera Panchami. Anyone has been there, has observed this ceremony? Hera Panchami in Puri. Okay, Rath Yatra, I am sure many of you have gone for Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. So after Rath Yatra, after 5 days, there is a ceremony called Hera Panchami. Because what happens in Rath Yatra, Krishna, he leaves, I mean Jagannath, Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath, he leaves the main temple in Jagannath Puri and goes to Gundicha temple. So the main temple Nilachal, that is Dwarka. So Krishna leaves Dwarka and goes to Vrindavan. Gundicha temple is considered to be Vrindavan, Sundarachal. So Krishna leaves because he is very much eager to go to Vrindavan. So Krishna leaves Dwarka and goes to Vrindavan. And what he tells Mother Lakshmi? That I will come back in a day. Right? I'll come back very soon. But once Lord Jagannath goes, he doesn't come back. One day over, second day, third day, Lakshmi Devi was getting impatient. She gets impatient. What happened? Why my husband is not returning back? On the fifth day, Mother Lakshmi, she feels that it's too much now. Let me go and see why he's not returning. He told that he'll return after one day. If he had a plan to go for so many days, he would have taken me with him. He went alone and he's not coming back. Right? Normally, this happens sometimes. The wives become angry when the husband doesn't take the wife and goes for a vacation. So, Lakshmi Devi became angry. And every year this pastime happens. So, on the fifth day, Lakshmi Devi, she goes out. It's a huge procession. I just once saw the procession. It was very, even now they have this ceremony. In a big palanquin, Lakshmi Devi is carried. And there are so many musicians and so many servants. Huge procession from the main Jagannath temple to Gundicha temple. And during Mahaprabhu's time, King Prataprudra, he observed the ceremony even with greater pomp and show. And Lakshmi Devi went with all her servants. And actually it is said that the servants of Lakshmi Devi, they go to the temple of Gundicha and they arrest the servants of Lord Jagannath. And they chastise that why your master is not coming. And it seems out of anger, Lakshmi Devi also, she breaks a portion of chariot of Lord Jagannath out of anger. And then somehow the servants of Jagannath, they pacify Lakshmi. Don't worry, very soon we'll come back. And then Mother Lakshmi comes back. And after 4 days, Lord Jagannath also comes back to the temple. So this Hirapanchami festival is going on during Mahaprabhu's time. And Mahaprabhu, with great enthusiasm, he participated in that ceremony. So, with Mahaprabhu, his associates were there, Srivas Pandit, Sarup Damodar, and there was nice conversation. Mahaprabhu asked some questions, that why Lakshmi became angry. So Sarup Damodar quotes various, he gives explanation. And then, Srivas Thakur, he was there that time. Who is Srivas Thakur? Narad Muni. So he is little bit in, although Narad Muni is also there in Vrindavan, but still he is little bit in Vaikuntha mood. So he joked with Sarup Damodar. And who is Sarup Damodar? He is Lalita Devi herself. So he joked with Sarup Damodar. He said, Srivas Hasiya Kahe Suno Damodar, Amar Lakshmi Re Dekha Sampatti Vistar. At this time, Srivas Thakur smiled and told Sarup Damodar, my dear sir, please hear. Just see how opulent my goddess of fortune is. Then he said, Vrindavan, what is in Vrindavan? As far as Vrindavan's opulence is concerned, it consists of a few flowers and twigs, some minerals from the hills, a few peacock feathers, and plant known as gunja. So he was joking with Sarudama. Vrindavan, what is in Vrindavan? It's a forest, some flowers, some fruits, some cows. What is there in Vrindavan? When Jagannath decided to see Vrindavan, he went there, and upon hearing this, the goddess of fortune experienced restlessness and jealousy. She wondered, why did Lord Jagannath give up so much opulence and go to Vrindavan? So Mother Lakshmi was thinking that so much opulence is there in Vaikuntha, why my Lord has to leave and go to Vrindavan, where there is only this little forest, nothing is there. And that is why she made such a huge, big procession to show her opulence. Then the maid servants of the goddess of fortune said to the servants of Lord Jagannath, why did your Lord Jagannath abandon the great opulence of the goddess of fortune and for the sake of a few leaves, fruits and flowers go to see the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? So servants of Lakshmi are telling the servants of Jagannath, why your Lord left the opulence of Vaikuntha and went to Vrindavan? So in this way, the maid servants of goddess of fortune arrested the servants of Jagannath. So so finally Lord Jagannath's servant, they submitted to the servants of Lakshmi Devi and said, we'll bring your master next day. So again Srivas Thakur continued to joke with Sarup Damodar. He said, Dugdha auti dadhi mathe tomara gopi gane, Amara Thakurani vaise ratna singhasane. Says Srivas Thakur to some, are your gopis? What they do in Vrindavan? They just churn some butter, milk, and look at my goddess Lakshmi. She sits in a royal throne made of jewels and gems. So Srivas Thakur was joking in the mood of Narad Muni. And hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur, Srivas, you are speaking like Narad Muni. And you are influenced by Lord's opulence. Aishwarya bhave tomate Ishwara prabha. Prabhu kahe Srivas tomate Narada sabhav. Aishwarya bhave tomate Ishwara prabhava. Iha damodara swarupa Shuddha brajavasi. Aishwarya na jane iha Shuddha prema bhasi. He said, look at this Swarup Damodar. He's a pure brajavasi. He does not know what is opulence. He is simply absorbed in Shuddha prema. And then he incited Sarup Damodar, please give some reply to Sarup Damodar. So now here, this 5 minutes we'll read this wonderful reply by Sarup Damodar about the opulences of Vrindavan. So we all fortunate to be, most of us, we are staying in Vrindavan, we have come to visit Vrindavan, but unfortunately we don't see the actual opulence of Vrindavan. Let us hear what is the opulence of Vrindavan. Sarup Damodar will tell in these few verses what is the opulence of Vrindavan. સ્વરૂપ કહે શ્રીવા સુન સાવધાને, વૃંદાવન સંપત્તો માર નહી પડે મને. ઓ શ્રીવાસ, પ્લીઝ હિયર વિથ અટેન્શન ધ ઓપ્યુલન્સ ઓફ વૃંદાવન. ઇટ સીમ્સ દેટ યુ હેવ ફોરગોટન ધ ઓપ્યુલન્સિસ ઓફ વૃંદાવન. વૃંદાવને સહજિક યે સંપત સિંધુ, દ્વારિકા વૈકુંઠ સંપત તાર એક બિંદુ. ધ મેટરિયલ, ધ નેચરલ ઓપ્યુલન્સ ઓફ વૃંદાવન ઇઝ જસ્ટ લાઈક એન ઓશન. ધ ઓપ્યુલન્સ ઓફ દ્વારકા એન્ડ વૈકુંઠ ઇઝ નોટ ઇવન ટુ બી કમ્પેર્ડ ટુ અ ડ્રોપ. ઇઝ સેઇંગ ધ એન્ટાયર ઓપ્યુલન્સ ઓફ વૈકુંઠ ઇઝ લાઈક અ ડ્રોપ કમ્પેર્ડ ટુ ધ ઓપ્યુલન્સ ઓફ વૃંદાવન. So what to speak of this material universe? The opulence of material universe is like a drop compared to opulences of Vaikuntha. But he is saying the opulence of Vaikuntha is like a drop compared to the opulence of Vrindavan. Param Purushottama Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Yaha Dhaitaha Vrindavan Dham. Shri Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. And his complete opulences are exhibited only in Vrindavan Dham. Chintamani maya bhumi ratnera bhavana, Chintamani ganadasi charana bhushana. Vrindavan Dham is made of transcendental touchstone, Chintamani. Its entire surface is a source of all valuable jewels. And the Chintamani stone is used to decorate lotus feet of the maid servants of Vrindavan. So this land of Vrindavan is made of Chintamani, and even the gopis, they wear ornaments in their feet, right? They call ankle bells. That is also made of Chintamani. Kalpa Vriksha Latara Yaha Sahajika Vana Pushpafala Bina Keho Namage Anya Dhana. Vrindavan is a natural forest of desired trees and creepers, and the inhabitants do not want anything but the fruits and flowers of those desired trees. So the trees of Vrindavan, they are ordinary trees. What kind of trees they are? Kalpa Vriksha. What kind of trees they are? Kalpa Vriksha. They can fulfill all desires, wish fulfilling trees. But the residents of Vrindavan, they are so satisfied in the service to Krishna, they don't ask anything from the trees. The trees can fulfill all desires, but the residents of Vrindavan, they don't have any desires. What will they ask? They simply take some fruits and flowers and they offer to Krishna. Ananta kamadhenuta phire bane bane dugdha matra dene ke ho namage anya dhane. In Vrindavan there are cows that fulfill all desires, kamadhenu. So the cows of Vrindavan are not ordinary cows. What are they? Kamadhenu. They can fulfill all desires, and their number is unlimited. They graze from forest to forest and deliver only milk. The people want nothing else. Although the cows can give everything, but the Brajvasis, they don't want anything. They simply want milk from the cows to serve Krishna. Sahaja lokera katha yaha divya gita sahaja gamana kare yache nitya pratita. In Vrindavan, the natural speech of the people sounds like music. So whenever people speak, that is music. And the natural motion resembles a dance. So every step in Vrindavan is a dance. Every word chanted is music. The water in Vrindavan is nectar. And the Brahma Jyoti effulgence, which is full of transcendental bliss, is directly perceived there in its form. So water in Vrindavan is nectar. The gopis there are also goddesses of fortune, and they surpass the goddess of fortune who abides in Vaikuntha. So in Vrindavan, the gopis are also goddess of fortune. They are in fact superior to Lakshmi Devi. In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is always playing his transcendental flute, which is his dear companion. And then the verse from Brahma Samhita: Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo ધ્રુમા ભૂમિ ચિંતામણિ ગણમય તોયમ અમૃતમ કથા ગાનમ નાટ્યમ ગમનમ અપી વંશી પ્રિય સખી ચિદાનંદમ જ્યોતિ પરમ અપી તત આસ્વાદ્યમ અપી ચ. ધ બ્યુટિફુલ વર્ડ્સ ઇઝ ધ લાસ્ટ વર્ડ્સ ઓફ ધ સેક્શન ઓફ બ્રહ્મ સંહિતા. સી, બ્રહ્મ સંહિતા પ્રેયર્સ આર વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ. શ્રી પ્રભુપાદ He has made a system. Every day we hear Brahma Samhita prayers during Darshanarti. Venum Konantam Arvinda Dalayataksham Varhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamham Bhajam. This was chanted so beautifully by Yamuna Mataji. I have heard that when Srila Prabhupada first time heard this chanting by Yamuna Mataji, he actually cried. He was so much touched by this devotional singing by Yamuna Mataji. Two verses, Venum Kanantam and Angani Yasya Saklendriya Vittimanti. And Prabhupada gave the instruction that in each and every temple of ISKCON during Darshanarthi time, this Govinda Madhi Purusham should be played. So sometimes, you know, some sannyasis, they were a little hesitant, they started complaining that we should not hear song by Mataji. And Prabhupada was so upset. He said, this is not ordinary. I mean, Yamuna Mataji, she's a great Vaishnavi. And with so much devotion, she had sung this song, that even Prabhupada was so much touched by it. What to speak of all of us. So it's so beautiful. Every day we have this fortune of hearing the wonderful Govindam Madhi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. So this Brahma Samhita was very dear to Mahaprabhu also. He actually discovered it from during his South India Yatra. There's a temple in South India where he actually found this book, Brahma Samhita. Why? Because in Brahma Samhita, this Brahmaji, he covers the entire, you know, the spectrum of the whole Siddhanta. That he talks about everything. He talks about the position of Krishna, the spiritual world, different Vaikuntha planets, everything. Demigods, everything is covered in this Brahma Samhita. So the last section, the last verse of the section that we are reading is this verse. Shriya Kanta Kanta. The damsels of this talks about the vision of Golok Vrindavan, because Brahmaji, he got the vision of Golok Vrindavan. So what is he seeing? So this is his vision. The damsels of Vrindavan, the gopis, are super goddess of fortune. Prabhupada is a nice term, not goddess of fortune, but super goddess of fortune, super Lakshmi. The enjoyer in Vrindavan is the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. The trees there are wish fulfilling trees. And the land is made of transcendental touch stone, Chintamani. The water is all nectar. The talking is singing. The walking is dancing. And the constant companion of Krishna is his flute. Krishna always plays his flute in Vrindavan. Here also we can see Shyam Sundar also holding his flute. Krishna Balram, there also Krishna always holding his flute. You'll never see Krishna in Vrindavan without his flute. The water is okay. The effulgence of transcendental bliss is experienced by everyone. Everywhere. So everywhere they can feel Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, Vrindavan Dham is the only relishable abode. And then he quotes a nice verse spoken by Bilva Mangal Thakur. Chinta Manisharana Bhushana Manganana Shringar Pushpatarva Starva Suranam Vrindavane Vrajadhanam Nanukam Dhenu Vrindani Cheti Sukhasindhu Raho Vibhuti. The anklets on the damsels of Rajbhumi are made of Chintamani stone. The trees are wish fulfilling trees and they produce flowers with which the gopis decorate themselves. There are also wish fulfilling cows, Kamadhenus, which deliver unlimited quantities of milk. These cows constitute the wealth of Vrindavan. Thus Vrindavan's opulence is blissfully exhibited. Srivas Thakur then began to dance in ecstatic love. So when Srivas Thakur heard this wonderful description of opulence of Saru Damodar, what he did? He began to dance in ecstasy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started dancing in ecstasy. In fact, Mahaprabhu went into such an ecstasy that he took the form of Srimati Radharani. We know that Mahaprabhu is Krishna, accepted the complexion and mood of Radharani. But on this occasion, Radhara Shuddharasa Prabhu Avesha Sunila Seirasa Veshe Prabhu Nityarambhila. Mahaprabhu took on the form of Radharani on that particular day. And the dancing went on and on and on for hours and hours. So this is a wonderful description of Vrindavan's opulence in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course we can go on speaking, but we can't see, at least most of us, at least I can't see the opulence of Vrindavan. What is the reason? Because of what? Huh? because of material desires. Vishaya chadiya kave shudah vimana kaviya miheribo Shri Vrindavana. Yesterday was the appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur. He has composed beautiful songs. So one of these beautiful songs is this one, where he says, Gauranga balite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane bhavenira. Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hoibe samsar vasana mura kabe tuchha habe. Vishaya chadiya kabe shudah bemana kabiyami heribo Shri Vrindavana. Very beautiful song, Narottam Das Thakur, where he says that when the day will come when I'll be freed from all material desires. Now how is that possible? When we take shelter of Lord Nityananda by His mercy, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by mercy of spiritual master, when we are freed from all material desires, Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe man, then we can see Vrindavan. So now we are staying in Vrindavan, but unfortunately most of us, we are not able to see Vrindavan because of these material desires. So let us pray to Lord Nityananda, let us pray to Srila Prabhupada and all the entire Guru Parampara, that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda we will be freed from material desires, and a day will come when we can actually see the opulences of Vrindavan. It's not possible to see with our ordinary eyes. Like Brahmaji, when after Brahma Vimolila, he also saw the opulences of Vrindavan. Like during Brahma Samhita prayers, Brahmaji saw actual Vrindavan. So we are not able to see actual Vrindavan because of our material desires. But nonetheless, we are fortunate that we are here in this land of Vrindavan. So by following the proper regulative principles given by Srila Prabhupada, by praying for His mercy, by praying for the mercy of Lord Nityananda, all the Vaishnavas, a day will come when we can also actually see the real opulences of Vrindavan. Any questions or comments? Yes. Okay, yes. Okay, no problem. Okay, yeah. Okay, Prabhuji has a nice question that is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, that on Shravan Nakshatra, if someone just plants a tulsi seed, then 21 generations are liberated. So such statements in Shastra, should we take it literally or not? Of course we should take. We should have Shraddha in Shastras. These statements are there to... they are true, and we should get inspired that look, this is the great benefit of planting tulsi. So how much we should be inspired to have a tulsi at home. So whenever the glories of holy name are described, that by one chanting of one holy name we'll be delivered of all the sins that we can't even perform. Of course we need to have faith on that, these statements. So we should take holy name more sincerely, that so much is a great benefit of chanting holy name. Lady said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that that one holy name of Krishna, if someone equates to 10 million Ashwamedha Yajnas, that person is a Pashandi and he'll be punished by Yamaraj. That means chanting one name of Krishna, we cannot compare it to even millions of Ashwamedha Yajnas. So this is the great. So these statements should give us so much inspiration to perform all the ankas of bhakti very seriously. Watering tulsi every day, worshipping tulsi, chanting holy names, worshipping deities, taking sharanamrit. So all these 64 items of devotional service mentioned in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Samhita Sindhu. So Rupa Goswami has quoted all these different verses from Padma Purana and different scriptures to inspire us to perform all these angas of bhakti. And each of these angas of bhakti is so powerful. Staying in dham is mentioned that even one night someone stays in Vrindavan dham is getting so much benefit. So all these statements are not exaggeration or not fantasy. No, we should have shraddha. So we should take it with all the more, with faith and sincerity. We should do all the angas of bhakti. Yes, Mataji. Material desire means any desire other than to please Krishna. Very simple definition. Atma indriya priti vancha tare bole kam, Krishna indriya priti vancha dhare premna. So whatever we want to do to please our own senses, to for my own happiness, that is called material desire. Anything we want to do to please Krishna, that is spiritual desire. So, yes. Yes, good question Mataji is asking. So if someone is not staying in Vrindavan dham but following all the angas of bhakti, so actually that person is better than someone staying in Vrindavan dham and not following the angas of bhakti. So of course staying in Vrindavan he'll get some benefit. So best is staying in Vrindavan and performing all the elements of bhakti. That's the best. But even if you are not getting a chance to stay physically in Vrindavan, wherever you are, if you follow the different angas of bhakti, you'll get the same benefit. Prabhupada says, wherever we perform bhakti, that is Vrindavan. So like Mahaprabhu says, wherever he is, that is Vrindavan. So Shri Prabhupada says, all the ISKCON centers are non-different from Vrindavan. So wherever you are, if you are associating with devotees, going to temple, performing bhakti, then you get the same benefit as staying in Vrindavan. But of course, Mahaprabhu, by his own example, he himself came to Vrindavan. So whenever you get chance, we should always come to Vrindavan. But wherever we are, if we perform bhakti and be in the mood of Vrindavan is very important. Because mood of Vrindavan means to please Krishna. As long as they're in the mood of Vrindavan, that is really staying in Vrindavan. Anyway, I just repeated some of the things. I seek all of your blessings and prayers that I can also one day see Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.